good.
Have you ever heard of yoni steaming?
I have. For my birthday, I wanted you guys to come for it at the Wii Spa.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
But you know who knows a lot about yoni steaming? Is our guest.
Yo, what's up?
Our guest today. Mystic Jasper.
Ooh, nailed it.
Yes, right on.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. I might slip up.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi there.
Mystic Jasper.
Ajay. Hello. Hello.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yes. Oh my gosh, all the way from San Diego. All the way
from San Diego. Y'all, but you like know a 3-hour drive.
You made good time.
I'm talking out early. Right. Bye. I'm so early.
Because we looked at each other and we were like, she's not going to be here by 5.
We were like, about 6. And right. Then you were like, I'm 20 minutes away. I was like,
yo,
I'm not ready. we were anticipating like a 6 or a 5:30, but...
Y'all times are valuable, and I want to
so
honor that.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it. Yeah, you made that long trek.
So worth it.
How was the traffic?
You know what? Pretty bad.
Sorry.
No, but I was like, you know, you got your podcast. I was actually listening to your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
To get a feel for everything, and I ran into the Love the Yoni episode, that board game. I'm like, I want to play the papaya vagina board game.
Yes.
It was
a lot of fun.
That game was so fun. That's Nadeshda, and she's done a game night with Sasha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's all in the family. Like, it's
The
circles are getting wider and closer.
And closer.
It's insane.
So they're both
great games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun. We did like a little game night with each of them.
Oh and my gosh, that's so much fun.
We have a video coming out.
Yeah.
It's on its way.
On its way.
In development.
It's completed, just not edited.
That's okay.
But it's coming. You know. Everything's
coming. But anyways, thank you for making your long journey and coming out and speaking with us.
It's an honor.
So do you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, so my name is Michaela, and like Erica, as we all like love, she has so many different names for herself,
okay.
You know, and she's, and I kind of, when I saw her perform, I was like, I feel like I could just have like a whole bunch of sentences that follow my name. Like, why do I have to just go by just one name?
Yeah.
So Michaela is what I go by day, by in my normal life. And Mystic Jasper is what I go by when I do yoni steam work. Mama Della Maiko is who I go by when I do, like, psilocybin mushroom work and education around that. So it's kind of a sentence, but for the most part, I'm Michaela. And I came into knowing about yoni steaming because, like you, I was looking to go natural. Mm-hmm. And there was a point in my life where just every birth control method was a failure. Either it was like hyper emotional, like crazy ass discharge, just all kinds of rudeness. And just me being rude too, headaches, all the things from the pill to the patch to the NuvaRing. Yeah. And I had the Nexplanon on in my arm. I still have the scar, it's right there.
Yeah.
And about 3 years ago, I ended up at an all women's ayahuasca retreat. And those are all, you know, of course, very transformational. But being in a group of all women, it was particularly different because then I could begin to look at people that I could imagine being role models. And I'm just like, okay, how did you, like, these are nature women. Like, they live in the trees. Yeah. I'm like, kind of grew up in the city. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. So, you know, I never really had access to that as much as they did.
Right.
So I was like, well, what do you do? Like, how do you not get pregnant and you're not on birth control? How is this even possible? First, they talked about, you know, ovulation awareness, right? And men that were asking them, you know, oh, the sexiest thing in the world is a guy who asks if you're ovulating or not, you know? And I'm just like, wow, what a cool world. Because at the time, I was dating someone who was in a fraternity, so I was like, how is this?
That's like totally different.
Quite the opposite. I didn't give a fuck at all. So I then started to conceive of an intention. I was like, I have to get off birth control. And that was like, you know, when you don't act until you have the plan B.
Mm-hmm.
I had no plan B. I was just like, this needs to happen.
Right.
So that came out, and now I'm just floating in this world of, you know, I'm sexually active, so now what do I do? And the fertility awareness came, and then I started looking up, like, natural contraceptions, and then I ran into an article online that said, basically, thou shalt not yoni steam while pregnant. And I was like, why would you not yoni steam while pregnant? Well, because these herbs in this preparation brings on the menstruation. And I was like, well, that's what I need. I need a safety net to know that my moon's going to come no matter what. Yeah. And after, you know, I was like, gotta know. There were some YouTube videos. There were some articles out there. And I was like, let's try to do it myself. Mm-hmm. So I got a hold of some oregano. My mom grows oregano. She's Italian, so she got a garden. Okay, she has an herb garden and stuff. She's a little magician with herbs, too. Like, we grew up, you know, my mom having all these remedies and stuff. And so, yeah, oregano, rosemary, a little bit of chamomile, and some rose petals. And I was like, how did my period just come, like, active, you know, like, right there? Wow. I was like, I feel so safe right now. Because no matter what, even if I had an accident, it's an assurance, you know, that it will come no matter what. Yeah. So that seemed a lot safer than the Plan B pill for me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, Plan B is a birth control. Mm-hmm. That's an emergency. That's like, that's not for every month, you know?
Right.
So once I found the yoni steaming, then the whole world opened up. And then I started to get to know Ma'at and Oshun and Queen Afua and, like, started learning about my roots and got into kind of medicine work around that. So it's my, now it's part of my mission to reconnect people to their source of power. And for melanated women, this is a really deeply rooted tradition. And I feel much more powerful knowing about it than having not known about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've mentioned some names and all of our, you know, readers know what these names are. So can you tell us a little bit about, like, Ma'at and Oshun and...
Yeah, are y'all familiar with
them? I'm not. I was going to say, I'm...
you might know some.
They're the Orishas?
Orishas. Yeah. Well, Oshun is an Orisha for sure.
Okay.
Ma'at, she I'm not even going to say predate because the history is kind of like parallel one another, but if we're talking like ancient Kemet, right, ancient Egypt, then Ma'at finds herself in that place being exalted. So she's an ancient Egyptian goddess, goddess of truth, balance, order, harmony, reciprocity, the universal scales, basically. And she wears this beautiful feather. It's an ostrich feather. I don't know if this is an ostrich feather. That's fine.
It works.
Representationally. And so, you know, in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, I'm sure you're all familiar with the, you know, the mummified folks leaving their heart and their body.
Right.
And it's like, why is that? Because for the Egyptians or the Kemites, the Kemetic folks, their heart is the seat of consciousness. So it's what holds the memory.
Right.
So if it's in the body and you travel into the underworld with the heart, you still have it. You take it with you. And so who comes to greet you? Well, you are weighed on the scale of Ma'at against her feather. And if your heart is light, then you can ascend. If it's heavier than the feather, then it's eaten by, like, a half-hippopotamus demon alligator. And you're back in the cycle of reincarnation, basically. Yeah, so Ma'at, her laws, the 42 Declarations of Innocence, or the 42 Affirmations of Ma'at, which is actually what we use in the yoni steaming ritual, she paves the way for keeping your heart light and in balance. And her laws predate the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments draw on some of those principles. So, I mean, she's like OG, like, laws of the universe type shit. So if you're trying to find that balance in your life, she's a good person to call in and ask for guidance.
This is Ma'at.
This is actually where we get the word math from. Ma'at. Balance, right? Math is like an equation.
Yeah.
One side must be equal to the other.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's Ma'at. And then Oshun. Oshun is an Orisha, like you said. Mm-hmm. She comes from the voodoo tradition, the voodoo religion. she also resonates with Hathor. Have you heard of Hathor? Mm-hmm. She's a bull-headed goddess that comes out of ancient Egypt, too. So what's interesting is, like, these people are just acknowledging these eternal presences that live in the universe. And the Egyptians are so smart to understand that these gods are not outside of us, things to be worshipped as parts of, like, a higher order of things. they are existing within us constantly. They are an aspect, a principle of our own life and our own coming into godhood. So when we worship, you know, and praise Hathor or Heteru, it's by looking into a mirror and saying how much you love yourself. Aww, look at how beautiful you are. You're adorning yourself. You're adorning your skin. This is actually a perfume. This is a Hathor perfume from Egypt. Oh, and please roll it on yourself. I wanted to bring it for you so that you could bask in her.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It's so nice. So she's this goddess of music and fertility and beauty and like just Venice Beach.
She's all like feminine and like sexy with that on. It's lush. I love that.
Yeah, and she teaches us that that is such an important aspect of who we are.
Yes, girl. Feel it. Feel it.
Like, right? Feel into
it's
that.
It's like perfect.
That's Hathor. Yeah. That's like that vivaciousness, that life-giving energy. If you think about the Nile River, like you are the land of milk and honey. Yes. Milk, yes. Honey, girl. Like,
yes. Girl,
that's
yes.
You.
That's I love this. You know what this actually reminds me of? And it's so weird. Have you ever seen Big Mouth?
Yes, I love that show.
Doesn't it remind this smell?
Mattress?
That's worse.
I was like she's so vivacious. And
yes.
Like, to me, she reminds me of, like, Aphrodite. Or now I'm thinking it. Yeah. Hathor?
Hathor.
Like, just... Because she's just like, oh,
I don't wear deodorant, I only take bubble baths.
Like, oh
goals.
My gosh.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. The smell is, she's the best. Mm-hmm. This is a hormone monster.
And you notice she has these little horns, too. Hathor has little horns.
See?
She's a bull. Yeah.
She's monstrous.
Poor monstrous. She better get on this. We should send this over to Maya Rudolph and be like, hey, guess
what?
Right.
We found your scent.
For you.
So you find like this pantheon. This is an Afrocentric pantheon that we can look at and be like, they look like us. They resonate with our frequency. And I feel very at home here. When I think of Aphrodite, I have sisters that, you know, claim to be daughters of Aphrodite. And I'm like, dope. You know, I'm so glad you feel at home there, but that's not home for me.
Right.
You know, the music and the songs, they just don't really resonate with me. But when I hear songs to Hathor, Heteru and Hathor are the same person.
Okay.
Hathor is the Greek word.
Oh, okay.
And Heteru
is the Egyptian.
Is Kemetic. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You say Heteru.
Heteru. We praise you, Dua Heteru. Yeah. So there's like all these praises to her. And then Oshun. She comes from West Africa. So voodoo comes from the Yoruba tradition that gets brought over from West Africa, and the slave trade becomes voodoo, becomes Santeria, just to survive, right? They have to assimilate.
Yeah.
So Oshun, she's a mother of the river. So when we're talking about yoni steaming, cleansing, yoni poppin'ness, like all the juices of your life, you know, the sweet waters that nourish the earth, we're talking about the river that lives in you. So we call her, we call Hathor, we call Ma'at when we're doing the yoni steams because they kind of govern this tradition.
I love this.
It's so magical.
And I just wish, like, how you're saying all of this empowered you and just made you feel so, like, strong and, like, you can take charge of your own health without using things that made you sicker in other ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love that, and I really wish everybody could get this kind of education.
Oh, yeah. We're about
instead
it.
Instead of just being so sterile and clean and
right.
smelling like flowers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or smelling like flowers artificially instead of just using real flowers to, you know what I mean?
Right.
We don't
need to put chemicals, you know.
No. So that's why I was so grateful to have found, this is Heteru Womb Awakening. My teacher, Star Lily Sister Nova.
Mm-hmm.
So I started my like little amateur journey and I was doing all kinds of shit wrong. Like I was boiling like the herbs and you're not supposed to boil herbs.
Okay.
You know, you let them steep and sit and you don't, because you could break their properties if you overheat them, you know? So all these little mishaps and herb combinations and ways of preparation, I did not know. And there was no one I knew that had a history of it until I ran into Star Lily. And funny enough, when I started creating these steam blends, I would draw this very image.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw her logo, I was like, holy shit. we're drawing the same thing, nice. You know? So I was like, I need to get to know this woman. Mm-hmm. She was just down the street from me, actually. And she's also melanated. And so I was like, I want to learn yoni steaming from you because, yeah. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow knows about yoni steaming. You know, We Spa it, right. knows right. about yoni steaming.
Right, right.
You can also find them in ancient Mexico. They're called bajos, means beneath or below. Mm-hmm. So you find them in Mexico, too. And I'm Mexican, so I also know some women that are Mexican that teach it, too, and they do it down in San Diego. And so I was like, you know, there is a deep history here. And I don't want to do it just because it's, like, foo-foo, like it's a cool right. thing. Like, where's the nugget of truth?
Okay.
You know, where's that, like, deep knowingness? And so she had that. So I went to her courses and learned from her, and she teaches in the Mayoniat tradition.
Mayoniat.
So it's just like Ma'at with yeah, a yoni right. in the yeah. middle. And the whole principle is to help restore our sisters' natural harmony and order to their whole body, their whole being. So that's why Ma'at is really yeah. a whole a part of that. And that started in 2008, that tradition. So it's fucking crazy. My yoni art. Yeah,
I
girl.
Like that,
it's
like
so cool.
A lot of stuff, especially being, you know, a black woman, I feel like we're told, like, I know there's a lot of Hotep stuff that we're told, like,
Hotep
never have periods.
Very
like,
problematic.
Extremely girl. Problematic. Like,
very problematic.
But in a balanced body, mm-hmm. you're going to have a very, like, not light, but your period's going to be, like, gracious,
right.
I guess.
Right.
Because that's, you're that's not putting, yeah, yes. because you're not putting all those hormones in yeah. and all the things. Like, I think about it because I was an educator, and my kids in, like, fourth grade were getting periods, and it's like, there's an off balance.
Right.
There's something,
yeah.
there's too much hormone. You know,
right.
there's something is not balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Ma'at, we call her in to restore that balance
mm-hmm.
in a woman. Because if you're having a period at fourth grade,
mm-hmm.
why do you have the same hormones as a 14-year-old? That
mm-hmm.
means we're eating something incorrect.
Yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm.
And I know, like, for myself, I had, and I spoke about this before, I've had, like, two major, what are they called? Fibroids removed from my uterus.
Yeah.
At such a young age, at only 25. And
you know what they put women on if you have fibroids? They just put you on more birth control.
Mm-hmm.
To shrink them, right?
Yeah, yeah. He actually wanted to bring on, like, early menopause to shrink them.
Oh my
and
God.
Then he would take me off. But I actually, that doctor was... He was more willing to look at different methods to help me get rid of them, but
mm-hmm.
one doctor just basically wanted me to remove my uterus at 25. And every woman in my family has had...
That's so
right?
scary to, like, hear that when you haven't even had kids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If that's something that you want.
Was I 25? I might have been 24. It was 2006, so I was 25.
Mm-hmm.
So, I, like...
Sorry,
that,
I need some more
it
of that.
Smells
I need some more magic. Oh,
I
was like, this smells too good.
But that experience was like, well, do you guys know why this happened? So they're like, no, but, you know, we're just probably going to have to remove your uterus.
Like, no big deal.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Like,
we
don't know. It's just an overabundance of estrogen. So it's like, okay, is there anything that we could use to balance it out? You know, we can give you more medication. It's like... I actually haven't been on birth control in so long. I was only on birth control for a short period
mm-hmm.
of time, and it was the NuvaRing, but then I had this crazy allergic reaction, and I, like, tore it out.
I think it felt like a hook,
right?
You know, just put your finger in it,
so
shoot it across the room.
I was like, I don't even know how I'm getting all these extra hormones, but clearly something was happening, so... After I had the surgery, they were able to remove the fibroids completely,
mm-hmm.
and my uterus is fine. And I just started, like, really looking into getting that balance back
mm-hmm.
into my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had seen that the yoni steams, you know, help with that. Also, what are those? There's, like, these new yoni pearls.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of those?
The detox pearls.
Yes.
I've seen them.
So I was like, okay, you know, maybe, again, I was thinking about the balance. Like, maybe something's off and something
mm-hmm.
just needs to be restored.
Yes.
And I know...
being so quick to cut something out.
Mm-hmm.
Or throw another medication
or just throw another
in
thing
there.
In, yeah.
Like, so I really did a lot of, like, reverting away from, you know, like I said, the Hotep's like, black women, y'all shouldn't be eating this, y'all shouldn't be drinking this, but
y'all shouldn't be having white friends. I'm just like, oh my God.
Y'all shouldn't be wearing shoes, you know, like you look like white folks.
Wait, why look like a snack when you could look like whole,
why be eye candy when you could be soul food?
Okay.
Because I could be both.
Oh my God.
But I started, some of that, I started looking at, like, okay, what was our diet like back on the motherland? Were we drinking all this dairy with all this processed stuff in it? We weren't. So I started taking out processed foods and, you know, got away from dairy, especially all of the hormones that are in dairy, except for me, ice cream. But milk, I don't drink milk.
Right.
And I feel like I've been better. And going towards, like, even an Eastern type of medication, like, I've been drinking kombucha. I know that might not be super Eastern, but...
Kombucha's dope. Yeah.
It helps the acidity and the alkaline, you know, it just gets everything right.
Hell yeah.
So, I really...
That's some ancient tea drinking right there.
Yeah, you know? I'm trying. I'm like, and anything to not get these things again.
No, for real. And if you really think about our relationship with cattle, you know, at this point, if we're talking about Heteru Hathor being the cow woman, the nurturer of life, how we abuse her, how we rape her body for her milk, how we take her children away from her within days of them being born, that's a... That's like a cosmic imbalance of the nature, and that's a cosmic imbalance within. We are no different. With what happens within happens without. As above, so below. So it's like, if we're doing that in our world, how could we possibly have balance in our body? There's no way. No, and that's what's so cool about Ma'at is, like, you got to think larger than just, like, you know, yourself. Your body's always telling you things, but it's also telling you something about what's happening in the world outside.
Like, there's a reason, like, all of these things are happening to me.
And coming up and coming forward, because we're all processing the larger garbage. And it's tiring, girl. It is tiring. And part of the Mayonia tradition is about us getting back in harmony so that the world can come back in harmony. Because when we're our bodies in harmony, our children are in harmony. You know, and they're creating the world for the future. So if you choose and have kids, but, you know, if you're right with yourself too, then everyone you interact with is going to be touched by you, you know, and that's part of the work.
Carry that vibe.
Yeah, it's part of the work. But thank you for, you know, switching up your diet and, like, really paying attention to your life, because it's like, it's not going to take a pill.
You know? It's really not. And putting all these chemicals, these man-made chemicals, this does not go in our body. You know, and we have so, and it's in everything. That's what I was like.
Carcinogens, and it's everything.
Yeah. It's so hard.
Yeah. Like, it's in the fucking air we breathe. Everywhere.
It's in the fucking water we drink.
You know, we have to limit it as much as we can.
Exactly. As much as you can control it.
This is my first one.
I'm like, I have it
all
month.
Hey, that's right.
I went from drinking Starbucks every day to only like once every like 2 months or something.
Okay. I quit it for like 3 months straight, and it was great. Like, I felt more relaxed. And, but I was telling her, like, I was just so tired because we went and worked out this morning. I was like, I took a nap.
And
I was like, I need some coffee. I'm so sorry. But
no, straight up, I woke up at 5 a.m. today, worked from 6 to 2:30. So, you know, you got to call in those resources, but there's always an option for you. Nature always has a way of filling in where man has tried to fill the gap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man likes to just get their little nose into everything. Yeah, they do. You know?
And it's like, it's just so crazy to, like, because sometimes I think about how society, like, how did we get here where everything is so, and I know there's so many different, we could talk about that for, like, hours.
Capitalism.
Right? Girl.
Colonization.
With colonization. Human capitalism.
Has, like, started. I feel like that's, like, the root of all of our problems.
It is. Money is the root of all evil.
Everybody goes everywhere, and we expect everyone to be perfect all the fucking time. People at work are just, they're pissed off and they're tired. Like, they don't want to be there working for someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, I just wondered how, like, we got to this point, because everything was put here for us.
Oh,
you know
we
what
have
I mean?
So much here. We have enough for everybody. We got enough.
And how did we get to this place where we're just, like, taking our body's natural, like, sweat, like... That's such a
don't sweat anymore.
Thing. Right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Put this in your body.
You know what, though? It's so funny because So I work in mental health, and I work with clients who may not have the best hygiene.
Yeah.
So I was looking up.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Right. So I was looking up, like, just, like, little tips on how to have good hygiene. And I came across some bullshit, and I had to, like, like, greatly react it, because it was like, yeah, shave. Women, you should not have any body hair because it holds all stink and it holds bacteria, and just make sure you shave. Men, it was saying what, something ridiculous. And I was like, I am not giving this to my mentally ill clients.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I am not.
You're going to freak them out.
Right.
Giving y'all this, especially since a lot of them don't have access to, like, razors, or they don't have the capacity to even know how to do some of that stuff. So it's like, I'm not going to put this bullshit on them. But imagine, like, a kid is looking up, like, hygiene, and it's like, oh, it said make sure you douche. I think it said, like, anal douche.
Oh, are you kidding?
God.
Yeah,
that's,
it was like,
you
don't want, like, odors or something. It just
like,
said something
so
that was very
Summer's
harmful.
Eve can leave.
Right. Summer's Eve can leave.
It's like, it was very harmful. And I was like, fuck, like, our kids have access to this. And imagine, like, a 12-year-old girl's like, ah, my coochie stinks. I want us.
Right.
And then she's, like, fucking up her biology skin, whatever. I don't know what Summer's Eve is, but spraying that shit up there. Like, all this shit is natural. It was like, make sure you always use deodorant. And it said something about an ascot.
What is
what?
That?
I thought it was, like,
a little thing.
It was, like, a pocket square or something. It was, like, a well-dressed person. I was like, people don't have to do that.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, you, if you don't dress well, like, you're not educated or something. I was like, what the fuck is, what is this?
What 1980s
Who wrote this?
I have no clue.
What
kind
of douchey?
Like,
kind of elitist bullshit is this?
It was extremely elitist and very,
like,
misogynistic.
Yeah, fuck that.
We've known for a long time douching is bad. So anything that says douching on it, you need
to
throw that
in the
trash.
Do we know douching is bad?
Because
it's still being sold and people still do it.
Yeah, people still do it.
Jesus.
And people still,
like,
I'm going to drink pineapple so my pussy tastes like pineapple.
Oh, my God.
That's
one song one time.
That's right.
And that's not how it works.
No.
Right. I love that song, but that's not how it works.
It works. Right. So, I see that you have another book.
Okay, so speaking on the diet, speaking on the rebalancing, the pH, you know, I really want to bring back this idea that it's not like we're not at war with our body.
Oh, that is such a good way to put it.
Yeah. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Like, this is my odd again. This is balance, bacteria, pH, you know, acidity, basidity. Like, it's all about balance. So it's all about feeding the good bacteria, feeding the good in your life,
right.
So that they can do their job. Like, all healing is giving your body the tools it needs to do what it does naturally.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Like, there isn't, like,
message.
Some guru out there who's just out here healing everybody.
Right, right.
He's just, they are just providing the space for you to expand into healing like your body knows how to do anyway. Right. So, Queen Afua is a wonderful, wonderful teacher of this way. And she's created this incredible system. It's a whole guide, like, I shit you not, like, anything from how to build an altar to how to do, like, 9-month initiations between you and your womb and your whole life,
right.
How to pick wonderful partners for yourself,
wow.
What to eat, how to pray in the morning. Like, she's so deep. She's, like, deep in it. If you see it, it's like, oh, my God, you're, like, reincarnated, like, you know, Hatshepsut, probably, like, hella powerful person. She talks about womb discharge and the menses. I love, actually, okay, so I believe in this kind of way of divination where you open a book and sometimes you just land on the exact thing that you need to see. Detoxification tips just came
perfect.
Up. Because we're living in a toxic world.
Yeah.
So detoxing is just, is what we have to do, unfortunately.
Yes.
Like, all day, every day, you know, hitting that dandelion all the time. Drinking just good, clean water. You don't have to pay $5, like, to get a little bottle of alkaline water. Just, like, throw some key limes, throw some lemon in there, throw a cucumber in your water, and you're good. Just detox all day, and you'll keep all that shit at bay. And,
I'm gonna start doing that.
Yeah.
There's, so they talk about cysts in here. She's talking about menses as a barometer of disease or wellness.
Oh, wow.
So if you shut down your womb's self-cleaning system, how do you know the health of it?
Right. you don't.
If you shut it down, right? And that's what scares me so much about birth control methods that basically stop your period. Because that's, now that, I mean, I'm not bleeding anymore because I'm pregnant, but when I was bleeding, then I could look at my blood, and first we got to destigmatize, your blood is not nasty, your blood is not dirty, this is stem cells, these are nutrients, these are vitamins, you can feed this to your plants, like, the earth loves this stuff. It is what babies are made of, you know? It's everything a baby needs in order to grow. It is the most nourishing chemical substance on the planet, probably, and everyone wants it, so fuck them. so fuck them for having us hate it, you know, right. Stuffing it up, like you're literally taking your yoni's mouth and you're just stuffing cotton in it, like shut up, you know. And she's just like, I just want to sing, I just want to speak, I just want to talk to you.
I'm like, get out of here,
no way,
dude. No. I know, and then we just throw her in the trash. Like, it just makes you so sad because it's a way that she communicates with us.
That's true.
And so when we're talking about, you know, blood as a barometer, you know, heavy, dark, painful periods.
Yes.
What is that telling you?
Body's
you
know? Not balanced.
Body's not balanced. Yeah. It's not no periods. It's like happy periods.
Right. Like a graceful period.
It's a graceful period. It's like you want to sing songs to your period. Yeah. There's a song that I sing all the time that goes like, I love my moon juice.
Hey.
Yeah, I love my monthly flow, ooh, yeah, and I love my moon juice, and that's nice. All you need to know. And it's got a couple verses about things, but that's my period bad. Wasn't coming, and so I was like, well, I guess I'll just sing to you until you do.
Aww.
And then she came, and I was so happy. I was, like, in celebration, because I was like, I wasn't ready for that at the time. I was like, I was not ready for that. And so it's a celebration. It's like a, you know, you and your partner. I'm like, we made it.
He's like, yes. And I'm like,
bullshit.
But I'm like tired and like.
Mm-hmm. But I promise you, you know, through yoni steaming and a real self-care regimen. I think, are we in self-care month right now? In your series? Or no?
We're always in yoni.
Yeah. I feel like yoni is the honest. Series.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But you know, we have sisters. I have one really close sister of mine. She is my doula. She's acting as my doula at my birth. It's such a gift to have her in my life. Gabriella is her name. And she came to me early in her yoni steam journey and said, you know, the first couple of days, I'm, like, immobile, you know. Oh. I'm bedridden. There's so much pain and anguish. Like, what do I do? How can we do this? And, you know, I introduced her to yoni steaming, and we did it together once or twice. And she felt so motivated to continue doing it on her own. And that's what's so cool is, like, I'm not, you know, this only person that you can come to that has this. You can get these resources anywhere. You can buy herbs at the store and prepare them yourself. As soon as you learn, then you're good. And then you start your own yoni journey. Like, you don't even need me. I'm just here to, like, initiate you so that you know and understand and you can start. Here's the path. Now you walk it. It's not up to me, your health. It's up to you, your health.
Right.
So she decided, I'm going to keep doing it. And, like, she's rejoicing. It has completely cleared her symptoms. Like, the first couple days of her period, she's going to work, she's taking care of herself, she's listening to her period, and she does not loathe it coming. And those are the possibilities that we can see when you have, you know, and it's not even, like, a hardcore practice, like, every fucking week, you know what I mean? Like,
Lizzie... How often does she do it, you know? Like,
you know what? What I find with pure medicines and medicines that work... The healing gets done, so you don't need to do it as often.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're treating, like, a recurring issue, for instance, like you have persistent cysts or fibroid tumors and things like that, yeah, you got to hit some of those things a little bit harder, maybe a couple times. You can do it a couple times a week. Uh-huh. There's no, like, you know, too much steam, right? as long as those steams are gentle enough, like you're not really hitting your body with herbs that are like constantly pulling your moon out of you. I say a good regimen to start, just do it once a month.
Okay.
See how that goes.
Okay.
And a lot of women, I like to do it either right before I bleed or right after to clean, you know, the rest of what might have not, you know, made it out. Just to keep her fresh, just to keep her nourished in that way. And I noticed, like, my periods came on regular, less painful, and the blood was bright and red and fresh. There was nothing old in there. So you're really scraping the walls clean for, like, a fresh endometrium every month. And when I do the steams with my friends, I always tell them, wait until your moon and see how the moon is speaking to you. Okay. How is your blood speaking to you? How is your period? Because that's what we're looking to do, is restore balance to that part of your life. So that's the evidence right there, you know, is the moon. So I think she does them monthly, but since the symptoms have gone away, I mean, the medicine has worked and she doesn't really need to do it as much anymore. Man-made medicines will tell you, you got, what's the word, tolerance, you know, so we have to up your dose. Dose. Mm-hmm. That's capital right there. Yep. That's capitalism. Medicines like this completely negate that system. Right. If they're really working, if those medicines actually work, you wouldn't have to keep taking them.
Yeah. I get it. Like, I was diagnosed with diabetes last year in November.
Yeah.
But instead of going on insulin, I just decided to treat it as like a food problem instead of a medicine problem. I told my doctor, because the first thing he said as soon as I got in there was, I got your insulin, it's already in the pharmacy, and I was like, I don't want that.
How quick did they send that shit to you?
Before I even got in there.
Gotcha. It's like before you called. Like,
yes, already there. I was just like, I just want to eat the right foods, work out, and I'll be fine. And I proved myself, because my sugar and everything went back down to a more normal range.
That's beautiful.
Without having to get on that medicine, because I did my research and all that stuff. Yeah. And that's what people kept saying, like, the more you're on this, the more you have to take.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I didn't want to go down that route for myself.
No way, you get trapped.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
You know?
And now that insulin's, like, 1,200, like, a stick.
I'm reading stories of people, like...
Three people have died because they couldn't afford their insulin.
It's really sad.
It's really sad.
And instead of educating the people, they make them addicted to their pseudo-medicines, you know? That's part of the reclamation that we're all doing, you know? I fucks with the third wave of feminism, like, of course, you know? And it's so important, but we're talking about sovereignty here. This isn't feminism. This is just being a sovereign human being.
Right.
Men and women alike, we've been robbed of our knowledge of self, you know? The Egyptians say, know thyself.
Right.
Know thyself and you will know God, you know?
You've been robbed.
You don't know yourself, that's how you get taken advantage of, and you... Yeah.
That's they'll try to feed media. You who they think you should be.
Yeah, that's social media. That's that's where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
People just are, you know, falling for anything and just, they don't know themselves. They don't know their roots. They don't know.
But that's how capitalism keeps perpetuating itself, because people don't know themselves.
Yep,
and they're buying into becoming a brand instead of becoming a person.
Wow.
You know
what Hallelujah. And, so I guess I kind of want to get, now that we're talking about knowing thyself, and part of knowing thyself is knowing, like, the language, knowing the incantations, knowing who your guides are.
Okay.
And so much of this yoni steam ritual is, you know, creating the sacred space around how you interact with these entities, because... What I like to say is that when you call in your guides, right, your teachers, your ancestors, your heavenly hosts, whoever watches out for you, you know, the team that got you back, pretty much, you know, they're already there all the time anyway. And when you call them in, you're not calling them into a space they are not in. You're just acknowledging that they're already there. And when you tap into the language, you are shifting your own vibration to meet them where they are at. So when, for instance, like, I'll teach you about incantations, right? And, like, when you summon the language, you start to summon the vibration of these entities.
Mm-hmm.
And the vibration gets you in this, like, brainwave state that makes you more... open to the messages that they have to send. So there's this incantation to Heteru, and I want to leave you with definitely an incantation to Heteru, and also the 42 affirmations and ma'at, because that's like one of the most potent tools I've ever seen work for people as far as getting back into balance and order with themselves. Okay. And I'll show you how to use that. Okay. So I'll sing. I like to sing.
You're great.
It's three.
Okay. You start singing, I was like, what the hell? Damn, all right.
Thank you so much, church choir. Like, what are you going to do? It's like Southern Baptist school. It was horrible. Yeah, that was one thing. I, like, learned to hate myself at Southern Baptist school. Yeah. Like, yeah, and they were, like, white Southern Baptists. It wasn't even, like, the fun Baptist. Like, it wasn't even, like, tambourines and, like, the whole thing. Right? I was like, I could get down with some Southern Revival, but, like, that was some other shit. Anyway, so... Heteru, she sits in your womb area. Okay. So what we call like the sacral chakra or Svadhisthana, which is like the sweetness of you. So I like to hold my stomach out like this and like a cow stomach. Okay. Yeah, we're all trying to be tight.
I know.
Oh, okay, yoni right. eggs, hold my yoni egg in or whatever. She's about like loosen up, breathe into that space, like get nice and low with yourself. And it's okay to actually relax your stomach for one time in the whole day. So I'm going to do this three times. It just goes. Heteru, we praise you. Dua Heteru. So that's once, right? I'm going to do that three times. And then if you feel comfortable, you can just jump right in. And then we'll do that together maybe like four times.
Okay.
See how you get and loosen into it. And dua is like to activate. Dua is like to bring the energy in, to animate. So we're like animating Heteru in our body by calling this in. Okay? Heteru, we praise you. Dua Heteru. Heteru, we praise you, Dua Heteru. Heteru, we praise you, Dua Heteru. Three more times. Heteru, we praise you, Dua Heteru. Heteru, we praise you. Dua Heteru. Last time. Heteru, we praise you. Dua Heteru. Wee! So that's super an easy incantation. And learning the word dua is like helping to like reinforce and reintroduce our psyches to this old way of speaking, to this way of the ashe and the ahos and the dua and this word for yoni that comes from Egypt or Kem, which is shatat.
Shatat.
Yeah. It's and it's so funny because it's like spelled like she-tat. which is super dope. And I didn't even know that there was a Kemetic word for yoni in the yoni steaming tradition. I thought it was just yoni, yeah. Sacred space. But that's I mean, that's Hindu, right? Like that's Sanskrit. And that's beautiful too. And there's like a melanation that comes out of that culture as well. But it's like, what's our word?
Right.
I want to know our word too. Shatat. Yeah. Yoni Shatat. So it looks like we're still okay on time.
Yeah.
But we do have a minute or two to do the affirmations in ma'at. And when I do the yoni steaming, I feel bad because I'm like, you have to know all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's important for me that other people understand the lineage, the tradition, and they can do the incantations and that they can feel like they're in the presence of these entities, because in this tradition that I learned from, this is who we speak to. And I mean, I don't even get into like the whole, all of it, like in the offerings. I do tell them to bring offerings, but usually you bring offerings to Alegua first. Alegua is from the voodoo tradition. He's a Loa, and you talk to him before you talk to anybody in the pantheon, basically. Like, he's the first, he's the gatekeeper. So I don't even get into all that stuff, but, you know, as it becomes more and more important to you, then you realize that it's not just the herbs and the hot water and right. the sitting over this pot. This is my Yoni steam pot. It's made of ceramic. And, you know, you would always find us a pot that you only use for Yoni steaming. You wouldn't want to cook in something that you sit on. However, you know, it's almost like you said you were in mental health.
Yeah.
There is, like, a psychological principle to ritual. There is, like, an attuning of your, like, mental state that the belief in what you're doing, like, activates
right.
what's happening even more. So you can get the value out of yoni steaming, like, for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel it takes it even further when you, like, envelop the ceremony.
Right, when you have a whole ritual.
When you have the ritual yeah. attached to it. And then once you learn the ritual, then you create it of yourself, whatever feels comfortable for you. But my sisters and I, whenever we do yoni steam, we build an altar of some kind. We could do yoni art together, and we call in their guides too. Everyone works with different people, you know, so there's room for the benevolent beings, you know, in their lives to come in and help them do the work as well. And, yeah, I've learned about goddesses I didn't even know about too. And I was like, whoa, that's super cool. Like, may they be here. May they feel welcome in this space. May they do everything that, you know, that we're calling them in to do.
Right.
So the 42 ideals of Ma'at, they are derived from the Book of Going Forth by Day, which is what we call the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
Okay.
Right, but it's called the Book of Going Forth by Day. And so scrawled on the walls of these sarcophagus tombs are, like, the 42 declarations of innocence. So they basically, in hieroglyphs, say, like, I have not poisoned the waters.
Mm-hmm.
I have not, like, harmed children. I have not abused animals. Like, so it's basically, you go to Ma'at, like, on your hands and knees.
Yeah.
Like, I've not done these things. Please take me into heaven, essentially. Like, your confessions of, your negative confessions. I haven't done horrible things.
Right.
So now we understand affirmations and the power of affirmations, and know that, you know, sometimes saying, I haven't done something, like,
right.
conjures the thing that
yeah.
you don't want to have. So these virtues have been delineated directly, but have been remastered.
So that they, like, positive, like,
right.
okay.
So they're positive. So it's saying, like, I am this, I have done this, I am doing this,
right.
instead of I have not done this.
Right.
Exactly. So you get it. So Ma'at sits at the heart.
Okay.
And I always like to, when I'm calling in a Ma'at and when I feel her presence in a space, she always sits there. And if you think about the chakra system,
mm-hmm.
the heart is the meeting point of the three higher and the three lower. It's your balance point.
Yeah.
I'm like, they ain't making this shit up. Like, they've been thinking about this for, like,
right.
thousands and thousands of years. So the way that I learned how to do this and how I, like, started to attune these was by saying them every day.
Okay.
And it takes 15 minutes to say them all. And then I was like, how am I supposed to digest all of these? There's so fucking many. I just chose one a day. I just did 42 days straight.
Yeah.
I just chose one. And then, of course, your life, my life, showed me lesson in the very, you know, virtue that I was working on that day. So it was a really cool, and it was super easy. Like, it's a fortune cookie. You just look at it. And then you're
right?
just like, okay, that's my lesson for the day.
I pulled it up on my phone. I'm like, oh, these aren't bad.
They're not. They're
sure.
very easy. So we'll just do repeat after me. Super easy. All right. So if you could put your hand over your heart, and I wonder if listeners are actually going to do this.
I hope
so.
I hope you guys do this
Please
with
guys.
Us.
Yeah. No. And
See
be safe if you're driving in your car.
Yeah.
10 and 2. Okay. All right. And I invite you, if you feel one of resistance, kind of hold that in your mind for at the end. Maybe we can, like, open up and talk about maybe one that you felt a little bit resistance around and see where that's coming from.
Okay.
All right. I honor virtue.
I honor virtue.
I benefit in gratitude.
I benefit in gratitude.
I am peaceful.
I am peaceful.
I respect the property of others.
I respect the property of others.
I affirm that all life is sacred.
I affirm that all life is sacred.
I give offerings that are genuine.
I give offerings that are genuine.
And generous.
And generous.
I live in truth.
I live in truth.
I regard all altars with respect.
I regard all altars with respect.
I speak with sincerity.
I speak with sincerity.
I consume only my fair share.
I consume only my fair share.
I offer words of good intent.
I offer words of good intent.
I relate in peace.
I relate in peace.
I honor animals with reverence.
I honor animals with reverence.
I can be trusted.
I can be trusted.
I care for the earth.
I care for the earth.
I keep my own counsel.
I keep my own counsel.
I speak positively of others.
I speak positively of others.
I remain in balance with my emotions.
I remain in balance with my emotions.
I am trustful in my relationships.
I am trustful in my relationships.
I hold purity in high esteem.
I hold purity in high esteem.
I spread joy.
I spread joy.
Halfway there, ladies. I do the best I can.
I do the best I can.
I communicate with compassion.
I communicate with compassion.
I listen to opposing opinions.
I listen to opposing opinions.
I create harmony.
I create harmony.
I invoke laughter.
I invoke laughter.
I am open to love in various forms.
I am open to love in various forms.
I am forgiving.
I am forgiving.
I am kind.
I am kind.
I act respectfully of others.
I act respectfully of others.
I am accepting.
I am accepting.
I follow my inner guidance.
I follow my inner guidance.
I converse with awareness.
I converse with awareness.
I do good.
I do good.
I give blessings.
I give blessings.
I keep the waters pure.
I keep the waters pure.
I speak with good intent.
I speak with good intent.
I praise the goddess and the god.
I praise the goddess and the god.
I am humble.
I am humble.
I achieve with integrity.
I achieve with integrity.
I advance through my own abilities.
I advance through my own abilities.
And last but certainly not least, I embrace the all.
I embrace the all.
Ashe, sisters.
Ashe.
You made it. All 42. It's not easy. It's not easy. That's 42.
It wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
What was your favorite one, Cass?
Yeah.
Do
you feel any resistance towards any of them?
What is it? I listen to opposing opinions.
I speak kindly of others. Yeah. Not always.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I feel like the only one that I was like, is that one. I listen to opposing opinions.
Yeah. And everybody else, girl.
It's so hard.
It's so hard.
I keep saying we need to have someone on here that we don't agree with. Just to hear, you know what I mean?
Like,
you might need like a mediator.
Yeah.
It could like get
one
scary.
One person and then like someone. Yeah,
I feel like nowadays I've seen it happen where people like Trevor Noah had Tommy Lauren on, and it was still like I feel like it doesn't go anywhere. Like, yeah, I listen to your opinion, your wrong opinion.
Right. Yeah,
you know. So it's like I'm listening. I'm not liking it, and I don't know.
It's like brick wall.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not letting it get in. I can't see it from your perspective.
That's how conversations keep happening. Mm-hmm. If you take the time to listen to someone who you may or may not agree with.
Right.
I mean, that's the only way we're going to try to get anywhere. But I get it.
Yeah.
If you have two, like, big-headed people who aren't willing to bend or at least open up their mind a little bit.
It's like in certain things, I cannot listen to your opinion because it's literally based in ignorance and wrongness.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, there's some things, obviously, like racism. Like, we're never gonna budge on that. But like other things.
Yeah, like, the question I always try to ask is like, where's the bridge?
Yeah.
There has to be a bridge here.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
I agree.
There's nowhere there isn't a bridge. But
yeah.
These are all, you know, everyone's got, like, a challenging note. And that's why, like, practicing and living yeah. in it, and it's a daily thing. And, you know, you're not perfect. You got to yeah. spend an entire lifetime getting good at this yeah. stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's, like, more practice. Sometimes you don't even, you know, there's tons of people who don't get this good.
And right. then your heart gets eaten by a demon alligator. Yeah. And you're back. And you're like, how did I end up here again? Right? I wonder.
I did have a question. What does it mean by I hold purity in high esteem?
Yeah, so, I mean, that one is kind of tricky because, like, people are like, what, sexual purity? Yeah, like, am I, like, a virgin, you know? And, like, people like to say, you know, like, pure of heart and mind. Like, yeah. the intentions are clear. The yeah. intentions are pure. Like, you can give a pure rim job. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
as long as you don't have, like, bad intentions.
Okay. Yeah.
That's kind of how I read it.
Yeah. And in high esteem, like, it doesn't always mean you act that way either.
Right.
It's just you honor it.
You can't be up there all the time. I'm sorry, y'all, but, like, I have a conversation, but I know I cannot live my life.
Mm-hmm.
At this level,
but you honor
all the time.
It.
But I honor it. I hold it in high esteem.
I see you, sis.
I'm not where I am, but I
know.
See you.
Yeah.
I see you.
Goals.
That's not where I am.
I feel
that's
you
working on me.
But right now, I'm mm-hmm. just gonna get out of that space.
Right. Right. Wow. And it's like, and why else would we be here if we mm-hmm. weren't here to experience the duality?
Yeah.
Here to feel what life was like, you know, after eating a Big Mac. Like yeah. we need to understand what that duality really yeah. means and. Ma'at judges not. She really wants us to walk into our highest, but at our own pace.
Mm-hmm.
At our own pace. Yeah.
Because I
yeah.
always do things at my own pace.
Yeah.
I don't listen to nobody when it comes to timing.
Right.
I won't.
That's why you're here.
I want it.
We're coming to a close, so
we are.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess I just want to put the plug out if
yeah.
anyone is interested in knowing more or getting to know this work and this practice more. My website is mysticjasper.com. And mysticjasper.com.
We'll put that in the
description.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure. And I cover and like to work with people around, you know, obviously yoni steaming, but I call it, you know, the yoniverse. Like there's
oh.
a whole yoniverse out there to learn, and yoni steaming is just one aspect of that.
Yeah.
But it's also just being in right relationship with your partner, with yourself. Natural birth control, other things like that. I also love to do psychedelic awareness,
oh, nice.
Psychedelic harm reduction. And maybe that's something we could talk about another time. Is
yes.
you know
yes. we've been wanting
I've been
to
wanting
do.
To
we're in the psychedelic
you know,
renaissance
yeah.
right now, so
right.
it's like
right, right.
I want like young kids to be walking up into their preteens just knowing,
right.
and they're not afraid,
yeah.
and they you know what I mean.
Yeah,
they know exactly
open.
What they're doing. Their eyes wide, girl, wide
right.
open. And then ancestral reverence too. You know
yes.
how do we contact the ancestors? Ancestral realm, how do we heal what they've left for us, and how do we be, we are the ancestors of the future, so how do
yeah.
we be good ancestors to our kin? So yeah, that's me, Michaela
Steve.
Mystic Jasper, thank you so much
yeah,
for having
thank you
me
for coming. I'm
Girl.
So excited to like learn about all of this, because
yeah.
like this is, I feel like
there are
just,
resources for
yes
sure.
I feel like just meeting you and Nadeshda and
mm-hmm.
Sasha has just put me on a path of like wanting to learn more,
mm-hmm.
so thank you for coming and like just giving us all of your knowledge. I
oh
appreciate
my
you.
I
so
feel like
awesome.
It's like synchronicity that we didn't go to We Spa to get the yoni,
right.
and then we met. Like you, Sasha was like, "I have a homegirl that does yoni steaming," and I was like,
"Where is she?
Bring her."
There was another way for you, maybe.
Yeah,
yes.
like and to know because I didn't know that there was a whole ritual. Like,
mm.
yeah, I kind of figured it was ancient because. It's popular now.
Right. Fila's
you know,
popular now.
Right? So clearly it's from back in the day.
Right.
But, like, and it's very, you know, spiritual. But I didn't know that there was a different kind for different ancestors
mm-hmm.
and different people calling different things. I didn't know anything about the ritual, so
dope.
Thank you
no,
so much.
It
so
no, makes me feel like I'm going to be more connected to it
versus
yes. going to like a spot that does
right.
Getting
it.
Right, because mm-hmm. it would have been cool, but then
yeah.
we wouldn't have had all of this.
So. Yeah,
yes.
this is transformational work, so thank you so much for being a part of it, to build a relationship with your womb and your
yes.
yoni shiitake. Womb tang.
Womb-tang,
all day, baby.
Womb-tang.
That's right.
I love it.
Peace, queens.
On that note.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All right, y'all. So we will have Miss Mystic Jasper's website down below in the description. And let us know if you guys do the 42 affirmations of Ma'at, because that would be awesome. And, you know, hit her up. Get your moon. You know, your yoni themed. Right? Yeah. Thank you so much.
Get a yoni popping, girl.
Right? Hey. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. We'll see y'all later.
See you guys next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope.